Now that brings us to the 11th chapter, and that's the last chapter in this division where we have these burdens that actually hinge on the first coming of Christ. And let me pass this on to you before I begin reading. The division of this chapter here, and the title I've given to chapter 11 is, "The Lord Jesus Christ is to be rejected as the King at His First Coming." Now, this section is dealt and hinged on the first coming of Christ. Now, we read here in verse 1 of this chapter, "Open thy doors, O Lebanon, that the fire may devour thy cedars." Well, that doesn't sound very promising. Well, frankly, this reveals that there is to be a scattering of these people even after the time of Zechariah. And again, that was, I think, performed by the Romans. Now, the Romans used the same method that Alexander the Great did. They came down from the north. I don't care to get into that in detail today, but up in Lebanon, if you go above Beirut, you come to a river that's known as the Dog River. That's not a very good name, and I don't know where it got that name. And they have there, right at the entrance by the sea, what they have labeled the calling cards of the nations of the world. Somebody started it in the past, and every great general of every great nation that went through there, he put up a monument, that is, carved in a rock there. And I've looked at it and had the translation given to me. I couldn't read the Persian, or I didn't do too well with the Greek, but I finally figured that one out. All of the great generals came in through that direction because that's the beginning of what is known as the Big Rift. Now, that Big Rift moves inland. Now, you pick it up down in Palestine, right north of the Sea of Galilee, and the Sea of Galilee is part of the Big Rift. So is the Jordan River. So is the Dead Sea. And that Big Rift goes right on into North Africa. Now, the generals of the past came down that route. And so here again, you see them coming into Lebanon. "Open thy doors, O Lebanon, that the fire may devour thy cedars." Now, the cedars of Lebanon were famous. They were in the first temple. Use a great deal of the wood there. Evidently, Solomon's palace was built out of that. Now, it says, "Wail fir trees." And that means these very famous cedars of Lebanon. Now, those trees have largely disappeared, which is quite interesting. There are very few of them left. The nicest one that I've seen is actually in Herzl's Park, right outside of Jerusalem. And it is a very beautiful tree. It's well taken care of. But the one I saw in Beirut itself, it was a scrawny sort of a tree, I thought, but had grown up very large. And the place where they do better is up in the snow country. In fact, Lebanon means white. And it has to do with the snow-covered mountains of Lebanon. And that great rift comes down right the other side of it. That's where Baalbek was built, over on the other side of those mountains. That was a tremendous passageway for the great world conquerors of the past, like Egypt and Babylon and Media Persia, Syria and Greece, and then later on Rome. And I think we're having here the description of Rome coming down. Now, will you notice, "Wail fir trees, for the cedar's fallen, because the mighty are spoiled. Wail, O ye oaks of Bashan." Now, Bashan is down in the northern part of Israel. And there were a lot of oaks there in that country. I think we call them live oaks today. "O ye oaks of Bashan, for the forest of the vintage is come down. There is a voice of the wailing of the shepherds." Now, these were the false shepherds, "for their glory is spoiled." They had been, again, the false prophets, false shepherds, they had been giving wrong directions to the people. They had been giving them encouraging words. Now he says, "There is a voice of the wailing of the shepherds, for their glory is spoiled. A voice of the roaring of the young lions, for the pride of Jordan is spoiled. these young lions or the young princes. Thus saith the Lord, my God, feed the flock of the slaughter. The flock of the slaughter. That's almost terrifying. Whose possessors slay them and hold themselves not guilty. And they that sell them say, blessed be the Lord, for I am rich. And their own shepherds pity them not. What a picture of what's going to happen to these people when the Romans come down. For I will no more pity the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord, but lo, I will deliver the man, every one, into his neighbor's hand, the hand of his king, and they shall smite the land, and out of their hand I will not deliver them. Now God says, I'm going to permit this to take place, because you've not only turned from me, but you rejected the Messiah when he came. Now we'll follow on in that next time and see that in this chapter. So until then, may God richly bless you, my beloved.